The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Daryl Hazel. The Boilermakers are 1-1 in conference play and 3-3 overall, and host Michigan State on Saturday, a 3:30 matchup to be televised on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for media questions.
All right, thank you. It's a good win for us last weekend. I thought it was a great team win. Thought our team for the first time really responded offensively, defensively, and special teams to some adverse situations. And I was happy for our guys that they performed at the level that they did. And we're really looking forward to going to play a great Michigan State football team.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll open up the call for questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Laura Schmidt with 97.1 The Fan.
Coach, what is it that makes Michigan State what you call a great football team?
Well, they're so disciplined, and if you watch them, they never get out of position. They're great tacklers on defense, and they don't beat themselves. And, you know, you watch their defense, and they play nine-man football, and they dare you to throw the ball, but they're not going to let you run the football.
Coach D'Antonio today suggested when he watches your team that the Boilermakers are a squad that maybe plays best at big moments. Do you believe that that's a trait that your team has?
Well, I hope we're getting better every week. I think that's the game plan for our football team right now. And I hope that we don't need a great team like Michigan State to get us motivated to play a football game that's you only guarantee 12 each year. So, you know, I think our team will be ready to play on Saturday.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Graham Couch with Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Coach. You've coached a lot of places, including Ohio State for a while and Penn State, and then back to the Big Ten. What has been surprising or challenging or different about just in terms of resources at Purdue versus when you were at Ohio State in terms of building a program and getting things going, maybe something you didn't anticipate?
Well, I don't know if there's anything I didn't anticipate in terms of those lines, but it's always about, you know, putting the players in the right positions to be successful and having them understand what it means to be successful and what the requirements are. So that's one of the things you have to teach, and we're slowly getting better at each and every week teaching those things, and the guys are really starting to adapt to what the expectations are, and I think that's where you see the most improvement.
Is it a different animal than it was at Ohio State, even though you're in the same league? I mean, when you just look at what you have to build with?
You know, obviously Ohio State has been a premium football program for a long time, and Purdue has also been a place that's had a lot of elite teams and players that come out of here. And, you know, there's no secret that there's a difference right now in the programs, but it's about making sure we get better each and every day and making sure we close the gap between those teams.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from one of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Joe, you guys had already won a couple of games before last weekend, but, you know, getting a Big Ten win, was the post-game, was the celebration a little bit different for you guys?
Oh, it was just a neat feeling to go into the locker room after the game. I had been doing a sideline interview, and I didn't get to the locker room right away. But when I came into the hallway, and just to see the faces of our guys and how much excitement they had in their eyes, that was probably the best feeling I've had since I've been here.
When you take a look from the big picture perspective, I mean, what does this win mean? What can it mean for Purdue moving forward?
Well, I think you try to do everything you possibly can to make the steps that you need to get better. And that was a validation win. Guys understand that we're getting better, but sometimes you don't reap the benefits that you're looking for. And as soon as you do, I think all those things that you work on a daily basis come to fruition. And that's what made it so special.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Todd Porter with the Canton Repository.
Hey, Darrell, what is Austin Appleby, you know, got his real first chance to be the quarterback of the team last week. Has he sort of carried himself like he's the starting quarterback, you know, although he's not taking the number one reps until the last couple of weeks here?
He's been a great team football player for us ever since I got here. I mean, he just talks about team and how important his teammates are to him. And, you know, he really does. He's got a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of natural swagger. And he brought that enthusiasm to the field last Saturday. And I thought the team fed off of it.
And what else did he do well in terms of, you know, obviously he's got some of the intangibles, but what else did he do well, some of the tangible things that he did well that maybe surprised you a little bit last week?
Well, I thought he created better than I thought he would going into the game. He pulled the ball down a few times and slid to his right or left and found open guys, and he even took off with it a couple times to make some big third downs for us. So that was great to see out of Austin. But his enthusiasm is what was so infectious on our sidelines. I think that's what really was the biggest thing for Austin last weekend.
Hey, thanks, Daryl.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Daryl. I had kind of a related question. Michigan State obviously has made a name for coming after quarterbacks, especially young guys. What are you going to have to do to make certain that you keep Appleby upright Saturday?
Yeah, they have a great defensive front, and number 89 specifically is a great pass rusher. We got to make sure we get the ball out of his hands fast enough so he's not getting pounded. But also you have to do some things to make sure you can protect him and be able to throw the ball down the field.
And when you made the switch at quarterback, how difficult of a decision was that to make, and what led into your thinking to make the call?
Well, it's always hard. You know, you're dealing with people and people's feelings. But you always have to do the best thing for the football program at the end of the night. I think that's the decisions that head coaches always have to make. But I think that what the catalyst was is we needed some energy in the huddle. And I knew that Austin would provide that just by being on the sideline. He was providing it. So that was pretty much the catalyst that made the change.
Thank you, Daryl.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Darryl, I'm wondering how much progress your offensive line has made throughout the season, especially with the big rushing total we had last week.
I think that's the most improvement group in our locker room of all. Those guys have really done a nice job in running the football, and they're starting to understand how to fit double teams and really to demeanor walk up to the second level and fit those second level guys. You know, if you look at our film from last week, our running backs were left on the corners or the safeties. And if you can draw that up every week, you'd love that. So I think they're doing a good job of communication and making sure guys get blocked.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks.